Welcome to the International Course of Lectures, Trends in Adult and Continuing Education in Europe. I welcome very warmly here the students on campus in Essen and also all the students in the internet who are watching online the International Course of Lectures.
Yes, Regina, we are here for the second period of Course of Lecturing, International Course of Lecture. And this year we have Trends in Adult and Continuing Education in Europe. It's a second period, as we had last year in the winter semester already, a very successful lecturing in the Essentials in Adult Education in Europe.
Yes. I think also you can say this because we had around 100 online users, and we were also nominated for the e-learning award of our university for this lectures. And so we thought that our reasons enough to go further, and we have now developed this lecture further, and we are very happy to start it now in the second period. Or.
Yes, we are happy that you all follow our lecturing, the first session of lecturing in this year, in this period. And maybe Regina, can you tell us a little bit about how they're going on in the afternoon and the schedule? And maybe not everybody has followed it last year and they don't know how the going on is.
Yes, maybe I can say at first a few words to our whole lecture. We have invited seven experts, European experts, which will present here the trends in adult and continuing education in Europe. Firstly, we have here today Marta Ferreira, and she will tell us about the trends in adult education policy in Europe. And next week we will have Esther Oliver, our guest professor, and she will talk about the trends in Spain. Afterwards, Henning Olesen will come and will talk about Denmark. In December, Eero Pantsa will come and talk about Finland. In December, Simona Sava will talk about Romania. Ellen Tuckett in January will talk about the United Kingdom, and in January Ekehard Nuissel will also talk about the trends in adult education in Germany.
Yes, as you already mentioned, Ekehard Nuissel von Rhein, we are very happy that he is here too, because he's the initiator of this international course of lecture.
Yes, besides his initiation of this international course of lecture, he also is a professor here at the University of Duisburg-Essen, and also he is director of the German Institute for Adult Education. And so we are very happy that we can do this international course of lectures at the collaboration of the university and of the DIE. So before we would like to ask him for an address of welcome, we would like to say a few words about the schedule of each session. It will be, at first, we will always do an interview with the guest lecturer so that you get to know also the persons. Afterwards, we would like to ask the lecturers for a presentation. Then we will have got time for asking questions. The students who are online here can write down them on cards, and the students who are on the internet can write down them in the forum. And our colleague Sandra will write them down, and we will ask it to the presentator afterwards. Afterwards, the guest lecturer will answer the questions, and I think we will always finish the sessions 15 minutes to 6 p.m. So?
Yes. So let us welcome Ekehard Nuissel.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, thank you for starting this lecture here. Thank you for giving me the mic. Otherwise, I couldn't be heard. And I would like to welcome you from my part. And as you can see, if you compare the international course of lectures with that of last year, things are changed now. We are more female than last year. and we are younger than last year, and this will continue the whole course of lecture, I think. Really heartily welcome to you, Marta. I will ask you in some minutes to come here. Just two words more on these two girls and colleagues of mine. They did their doctorate last week. They finished their doctorate last week, so they are really young members of the scientific community. Both are working in adult education here in the University of Duisburg-Essen, and somehow closely linked to the German Institute for Adult Education too. What is your favorite, your main, let me say, subject? I don't know whether it's your favorite one. What are you working on?
Yes, I'm working on informal learning, and I did a compared study about informal learning at workplace, and I compared Germany, Great Britain, and Spain.
Thank you, Regina. And Anne, the same question to you. What is your main subject?
At the moment, I feel home at the competence field and competence discussion, as I wrote a thesis on competence balances, competence bilanzierung.
So, competence bilanzierung. Okay. So, just why are we doing these international course of lectures? We have three reasons. We want to know more about each other in the European context. This is a very simple one. A very simple reason, but anyway, it's necessary. Marta will agree, I think. We don't know enough about the other member states and the adult education in the other member states in Europe. That's the first point. The second one is what we will do in this winter is to discuss visible trends in adult education, to have the basis for political discussions and for research work together with other colleagues in other countries. And the third one is to qualify people in the European perspective of adult education, because this international course is part of the European Master in Adult Education. I think you know this, and if you are not knowing about the program of the European Master, then please ask us. We can send you a lot of material and give you further informations. And I think the last thing I would like to do is to thank all the people making this practical, this course of lectures, because it's always a big amount of work to do, and by the way, a bigger money too. We have this time we have the supportance of Socrates Erasmus money from Brussels. So for you as representative of Brussels, thank you. In Brussels, and we also have the support from the DAAD, Deutscher Akademischer Austauschdienst, who is supporting us in some respect. And of course, the main thing to carry this on here is on the shoulders of UDE, the University of Duisburg-Essen, on the one hand, and the DIE, the Deutsches Institut für Adult Education in Bonn, on the other hand. And with the collaboration of these two institutions, I think we can afford to make such an event like this. So I give the floor back to you now. I would like to ask Marta to come here and to talk with my young colleagues. You have the mic, please.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Welcome you, Marta Ferreira. I'm very happy that you're here for the first session of lecturing.
For me, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you and to initiate a collaboration that I think should go on between the European Commission and this master in adult education, also with the DAA and the University of Duisburg-Essen. Thank you, madam, for coming. Thank you, Professor Van Oysel. And it's a very good opportunity to me to have the possibility to address by e-learning to other people. Let's profit of it.
Marta, I think for our students and for us, it is very interesting to you as a person. And so we would like to ask you, you are coming from Brussels, from the European Core Mission. What are your tasks there, and what is your function there?
Well, I work in the European Commission for 20 years I am a Portuguese lady, and so it's a long time. The most of those years, it was in the subject of human resources and vocational training, higher education, social fund, and things like this. So my function is as an administrator of policy and an administrator of programs, and with other people as well, a conceiver of policies for the Commission. So this is the function.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as the students might not know you because you come from Brussels, here to us, maybe it's interesting for them that you work at the European Commission in the unit Adult Learning, and the connection of adult learning and the theme trends in adult and continuing education in Europe. It's a very close field.
Well, in fact, the last years in the European Commission, there was a new trend, I would say, to put adult education and more wider adult learning on the political agenda of Europe, and to put it higher in the national agenda of the countries. It was in the agenda for more than 20 years, of course. It's a domain where both the social fund, of course, with a lot of money, and the European programs like Grundvig give a contribution. But the proportion of care between higher education, initial vocational training, and school education, and adult population needs are not, until now, sufficiently well shared. And because of the demographic trends in Europe, and generally, as I will show to you, the difficult situation of Europe in what concerns people with low levels of qualification, attention must be paid next year, a lot of attention to this sector.
Mm-hmm. But being responsible for this adult learning in your unit, you're here in the right place to talk about the policy in this field. And
yes, well, this year I am a little bit more able to do that, because the last 2 years I have been in a process of a lot of consultation, and your university was consulted as well with stakeholders in Europe to build a first communication and a first action plan of the European Commission, which happened last year and this year. So last year the Commission has published for the first time a position of the Commission on adult learning. So it was a communication that I left in your computer for the university to distribute to you and to send to others by email. This year, in September, an action plan on adult learning was as well approved by the Commission, that those two elements are binding for the Commission, but not for the Member States. Of course, they are only volunteer, but we very much hope that if those documents are subject of discussion and can go until the highest level in a, some way and down to the well, to the organizations, perhaps they can have an impact for the next years, and that is our aim, is to do so.
Yes, that was already an answer to a question Anne and I had before the presentation. We are thinking about how do you assess the influence of the European Commission of European policy to the several countries on the one side, and on the other side a question, how do you assess the influence of each country to the European policy?
Well, we work with countries and with stakeholders in an organized way. We have created some new places where to debate, and we use the traditional places that are part of our institutional dialogue so systematically. For instance, all our discussions pass by the Advisory Committee for Vocational Training, where countries and social partners are represented. We discuss these subjects in meetings of general directors for vocational training that normally are larger than vocational training because they are mostly people of the ministries of education. We discuss these subjects of the Committee of Education of the Council, and the communication of 2006 of the Commission, both the communication and the action plan were discussed and the subject of several discussions by the European Parliament as well, in several specialized committees of the European Parliament, and the Parliament has given criticisms, suggestions to it, so and has made a resolution. So we know that what we are doing has an impact, but of course there is other more informal contacts. For instance, there is the platform of organizations, of social dialogue organizations, that is EUCIS. EUCIS has made audition on these two communication and action plan on adult learning. So in an organized way, we are giving rise to a movement, but of course everybody is important in this movement, and the university as well, of course, because one of the weak points is that comparable data and comparable analysis is dramatically missing. And without doing something to move countries to prepare that data and to put it in comparison, we cannot go very far with evidence-based policy that is needed, because we cannot only talk about impressions. We must know exactly what the reality is.